Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
No matter who you talk to, the talk is about money. Budgets. No budget. Budget impasse. Shutdown of our federal government. The state of Pennsylvania still arguing 101 plus days without a budget, Aaron. Do you have a budget at home? You and your husband, Vinny?
Do
you have
sure
a household
do.
Budget?
Yeah. I think budgets are good. We need them.
Yeah, if people could stick to them.
That's right.
The problem. And for the city of Pittsburgh, that's a big deal. And the controller for the city, Rachel Heisler, released last week some projections for the city. For instance, could spend nearly $20 million more this year on overtime and holiday wages than it planned for. So how do you deal with that? We appreciate City Councilman Bob Charlin joining us, who represents in part the South Side. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm good. So people understand, even in city government, there are three branches, if you will. You have the mayor's office, you have city council, and then you have the controller's office. So as one of the council men, in this case, what's your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, this is not something new to any of us at City Council. I want to thank Controller Heisler. She has been a phenomenal partner for us, kind of keeping an eye on where we are in the budget. You know, as you know, and I'm sure most of your listeners know, the mayor produces a preliminary kind of draft of the budget. Then ultimately council is the body that has the authority to approve the budget. And then it really becomes the mayor's authority to spend the budget. So through the year of 2025, you know, and while the mayor is spending the money, the controller keeps tabs on it. We're seeing that the spending plan that the council approved and the mayor signed off on, last December, that the overtime specifically continues to be something that the administration is spending more than what was allotted. That's largely in public safety, but it's also in our public works departments, and just looking at where we are, like you said, probably the least rosy projection, we're looking close to $20 million in overtime overages. Realistically, knowing that you don't spend as much overtime in certain times of the year as you do in others, we're probably a little bit less than that. But we're definitely going to be above $16 million, $17 million, probably somewhere in that range, coming by the end of the year here.
it obviously is and sounds like a lot of money, but compared to the overall budget, I understand percentage-wise, it's not as high as people, you know, would think it would be. And part of the problem, obviously, is having a challenge to attract new police officers in the case for that department. So you have to go to overtime in many cases just to cover the basics. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, and it might not seem like it's that much, but keep in mind that we're already dipping into our rainy day account. So, you know, when the city was getting out of state oversight and out of the conservatorship that we were in, we built up a pretty decent reserve. This budget, and we continue to be looking to spend down that reserve, which is just not a way to run the municipal corporation. We need to be building that money up, making sure that we have that. We actually grow interest on the money that we have in reserve. And instead, we're spending that down. It looks, as we're projected, and tough to say exactly how this will work, but we would be out of that reserve by 2030, which, you know, would be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Be devastating for the city. So that 20 million isn't, you know, it isn't a huge percentage of our budget, but also keep in mind that 20 million is what we should be investing in our vehicle fleet, which is our other major liability here in the city, that we don't have the trucks to do the work. We don't have, we've ambulances breaking down. We don't have, you know, the appropriate apparatus on fire trucks. You know, our snowplow fleet is depleted to a point that we need to be renting vehicles. So, you know, we really can't downplay what percentage of overtime we're looking at here. And you know, to your other point, yes, we absolutely do need to be recruiting more officers. And I do commend the folks at public safety and the folks that work in the police department that have been. We believe we're going to be putting on our largest police class, you know, seeing more officers come, but we're also seeing more officers leave. And when you think about what that means for the draft and what that means for just general public safety events next year, we need to see more and more officers and more aggressive recruitment tactics to make sure we keep officers in the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, what's interesting is all this is going on. Mayor Ganey will be out of office at the end of the year. You'll have a new mayor. Odds on it will be Corey O'Connor based on historical projections. And it's interesting that he will inherit the issues of the city like Ed Ganey did from Bill Peduto. In the meantime, city council is there. So I appreciate the update. How's the South Side, by the way? Things settling down? You got that under control?
Well, we're working on it. I don't think we'll ever do a mission accomplished in Southside. We're continuing to work at it. We've got a couple new businesses that we're able to open up over the last couple weeks, and a couple more projected in the future here. That really is going to be the thing that helps us. We have a phenomenal business district manager in Susan Anderson, who is continuing to attract more businesses. We just had an expansion of Sushi Tomo on East Carson Street, which we're all very excited about. There's this new place called Vinegar Syndrome that opened up, which is, showing kind of cult classic B-rate movies from the past that they just had a ribbon cutting. They're attracting a whole bunch of additional foot traffic and new customers to the district here. So it's an exciting time to be representing the South Side. Again, we know that public safety is a crucial step of this stool here that we need to be continuing to work on. Our Southside Entertainment Patrol continues to, be very vigilant and works really hard throughout the entertainment times of the weekend. But we're excited and we're pretty bullish about what the future of Southside looks like. But to say that it's something we've accomplished or anything, I don't think that we'll get to that day. It's something that we'll constantly need to be working at here.
Bob, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Good luck. Pittsburgh City Councilman Bob Charlin, representing the South Side. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Here's Eyes on You, Ellen.
Yes, we're trying anyway. There's a lot to keep track of for the Wednesday morning commute. Lots of delays. Southbound Route 8, for example, trying to make your way to 28 is clogged most of the way between Saxonburg Boulevard and Katanning Street as you try to get down to 28 proper. That is slow in the Aetna Bypass and then again down by the 31st Street Bridge. Lots of heavy traffic on the North Shore Expressway right now between the West End Bridge and the Fort Duquesne Bridge and then passing the Fort Duquesne Bridge merge point over toward 28 and 279. Parkway West inbound is heavy in both directions at the top of Green Tree Hill. And then again on the outbound ride headed toward the airport in the western suburbs, you have clogged up traffic with that stepping on the brakes happening through the I-79 interchange. Parkway East on the inbound commute has delays for you at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says increasing cloudiness. A little rain expected this afternoon. Coming up from the southwest, 55 the high, 44 tonight, so not quite as cold. Periods of rain, and that's because we got a little flow from the warmer section of the country, but it's not going to get much above the 50s tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs projected all 4 days at 53 degrees. 38.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.